We talked a lot about different things about the angels and whatnot. It's real important to understand that there are certain things that we need to wipe out of our memory. Whenever some baby, let's just take a baby, and that baby doesn't make it, and that happens, sometimes they just don't live. And it's a horrible thing, but it's part of what happens. Well, I want you to know that when babies die, they don't go and become angels. You understand that? They don't become angels. God already has all the angels He needs or wants. And should He decide to have more angels, I mean, He already has millions and millions. That's His business, not ours. In Nehemiah 9:6, "You alone, Lord, are the Lord. You made the heavens and even the highest heavens and all the starry host, the earth and all that's on it and the seas and all in them. You give life to everything. The multitudes of heaven worship You." Now, who would be the multitudes? That would be your angels. In Psalm 18:1-5, "Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights above. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the heavenly host." Who would be the heavenly host? That's your angels again. "Praise Him in the highest heavens and the waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created." Now, they did that because God called it to be. Yes or no? The angels are not cute little beings. They are mighty powerful entities. There's some things to deduct here. Angels are created beings. They don't just come up. They were created. Who created them? God. Whose business is it? God's or mine to mess with angels? That's God's business. Listen to Job 38:4-7. "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimension? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? And who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy." The angels could have been used to help people. And we know that's true. You can't have your personal angel. You can't have that. They were created when they were created under God's sole authority. If they were created under God's sole authority, to whom do the angels belong? You can't make angels out of babies. And we have to embrace that, even though it's hurtful to say. 1 Peter 3:22, he talks here about who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand with the angels, authorities, and powers in submission to Him. Now that tells me that the angels do some kind of work among other parts of the biblical text. Is it true that there were in the writing of the text, when it was to be written and then allowed to be used, it was the angels that had a lot to do with the work of congealing all of that and making it happen? Psalm 103:20-21, "Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones. I'm going to ask you this. Can there be different power structures among angels? Could some of them be more powerful than others? Well, sure. His angels, your mighty ones who is doing His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord and all of His heavenly host, you His servants who do His will. The angels are doing what God created them to do. Hebrews 2, 7 and 8, you made Him a little lower than the angels. You crowned Him with glory and honor and put everything under His feet. And putting everything under Him, God left nothing that is not subject to Him. Yet at the present, we do not see Him subject to it. And what I did is took some time to just look at some different places in this study that we've been in. And when we get through with this today, again, I'm going to tell you on purpose, because we need to have this in our heart and in our head and listening and knowing that we serve a God who has angelic powers and can do for God what needs to be done. And if that involves you, that's between you and God. That's not between me and you. In Matthew 26, 53, do you think I cannot call on my Father and He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? Now, those were not your angels. These angelic beings were involved in some of these guys that's in your Bible. You've got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. All of those had time with some angels, and the text will show you that. Hebrews chapter 12, 22 to 23. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. And you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. Now, that doesn't sound to me that I get my personal angel. Does it sound like that to you? No. What's the nature of an angel here? Do you not know, he says in the text, we will judge angels? How much more things of this life? If we'll judge angels, who's in charge of that? Can we judge angels? I'd rather put that off on God, let Him do that. But if He calls us to do it, we do it. Hebrews 12:22, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. The word company here doesn't seem to make a distinction between the human race and the angel, but it's there. Angels are more intelligent than men, but they're not omniscient. Now, we know that evil angels make mistakes. What we never really got into was there's evil angels. There are angels that were basically booted out, and so they turned to the evil side. Now, you don't want one of those evil angels around you either, because they were bad. They were called living creatures, as well as some of the other things. Other times, there seems to be angels of different form. And we read into the text, wings. It's important, too, that apparently they often appear in human form. Is God powerful enough to have an angel come to the earth and be made like a man during that time? Is that possible? Is it possible? If that's true, can angels be here right now if God ordains it? If there's something that needs to be fixed or something needs to be changed, the angels had that power given only by God. They could not just be rogue and do what they wanted to do. You remember Balaam? Balaam's donkey? Balaam had a donkey, and this donkey could see the angel, but Balaam couldn't. Isn't that a hoot? In 2 Kings 6:14-17, we're not going to read all that text. Elisha's servant and God was in a host together. What we also need to know is not as cute and sweet as we think it is, because you have angels who have fallen. Has there ever been preachers who just preach up a storm? I mean, you just think, man, they're going to preach forever. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, they just quit and say, I'm not doing this anymore. I can tell you this. It doesn't take an angel to run off a preacher. In our country, there are less preachers now than they were 5 years ago, and it is shrinking. According to Jude 6, the angels messed up. They were not completely about everything. They had their problems. Jude 6, the angels who did not keep their positions of authority but abandoned their own home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on that great day. Can God take an angel out of service and say, I'm putting you in jail, so to speak? And then when that big day comes, you will be destroyed. God's got this thing worked out. He created the angels in the first place. He is the one to whom we go to if we're going to deal with angels. That's why we need a Bible, and that's why we need information for things like that. We can find in places the fact that they fell, the time in some of them that they fell, and some of the cause of their fall. There's scientific method with some people about angels. And if you got to go find it through some philosophical thing, I'd suggest you just let that alone. There's theological approaches from the philosophers and the humanists that tends to move and turn not into good and brilliant opening to see what's going on, but it goes back into Gnosticism. Gnosticism is a nasty thing, and it can undo years and years and years of good if it gets hold. To the Greeks, who were deeply influenced by philosophical thinking and things like that, you don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want it for you. I want you to be aware that not only do you have angels, you also have demons. Now, the angels is in what category? Demons come from the underworld, the power of darkness. And it brings it about to say, none of this is right. And it will propagate that around the world. That's why you have people all over the world. I was watching a video yesterday. When you have something wrong, you can see wrongness without even having to hardly open your eyes. A FedEx truck, this is one of the big old FedEx, you know, some of them short, some of them mid-sized, and then you got the big ones. There's the big one. And I was watching this video, The guy went into the building to take something he had to deliver, and there was about 40 boys come running out into the street, and they were going in that truck and emptying out everything that was in it. Demons are those critters. And what they do, their job in the underworld, is that they go and they try to tear down everything that's good. That's what's happening to this country. Matter of fact, it's happening to this world. And we're here. I don't want that. What I want is to be able to stand before God and say, Lord, I don't get it right. I hang out with a bunch of people at the church house. They don't all get it right either. And about the time we think we got it right, we find out we didn't. But here's what we know. I've got a God that can fix anything that's broken. Anything that's broken. But I'm going to tell you this. There are angels above us. And there are angelic beings who take care of us when we don't even know we're being taken care of. And we may even come along and say, well, you know, I just can't believe, I couldn't get this done. And then all of a sudden, here it is. I wonder who the all of a sudden is. That'd be some of your angels. Don't you dare believe that angels are going to quit. They will never quit. You and I will always be in the embrace of angelic forces. But I will tell you also that you will be in the embrace of the dark side of this thing. Because that's the way it is. And we have nothing that God cannot fix if we just stay the course, keep loving Him every day, every hour. God's on our side. I hope that something come out of this thing that was good.